Hello, Steve Morris here. Thank you so much for joining me on this adventure with storytelling and the Bible. The reason I wrote what I've written about storytelling was something that happened to me when I was a teenager. I used to go to visit my grandmother. I'd go on a couple of buses. These are the days before mobile phones. But it didn't matter really because she couldn't hear. She was profoundly hearing impaired, and she wasn't able to hear a phone or anything. And every time I would walk up the street where she lived, there she'd be in her window looking out. I didn't really put two and two together then. I just thought, okay, fine. But I realised, I think, when I was grown up and after she died, that she was doing that because she was just so lonely. She was sitting there, looking out of the window, hoping that someone might turn up. And this made me incredibly sad, really. And I just felt, what can we do to begin to hear the stories of those people whose stories aren't normally heard? And how can we tell our own? I also happen to believe that the church would be reinvigorated if it became a place of storytelling and not just of, as it were, broadcast from the front. If the church was the place where we could hear those marginalised people who don't get to tell their story, if we could share those stories, if we could see that as part of our fight for social justice and beyond, then I think we've got a very different looking church. And of course, when it comes to it, it's the stories that we have, the stories of our lives, the stories of faith, that really are the most powerful things when we talk to others. I sometimes think that what we have to offer God is just ourselves, and our stories are wound up entirely, bound up with who we are. So I really hope you enjoy these 5 days. I hope you enjoy reading about stories and seeing how the Bible talks about them, and also that you get the confidence to go out and tell your own story to someone. Thank you.